Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Member by Avram Goldar and the Emerzegas Baba Kama Daf Ein Off, the seventh parak, Maruba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that one is liable for dal vehaver shechting on Yom Kippur. The one asks, although there's no death penalty for shechting Yom Kippur, but there is malchus, and the halakha is in loka umeshalom. One does not receive malchus and pay money for the same action. It answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who holds loka umeshalom. Still, he agrees that one who shechs on Shabbos does not pay dal v'hei because one cannot receive the death penalty and pay money for one action. In a braisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate dal v'hei for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara answers that the Gemara's case is b'toveach al yedei acher, where he shechs it through another person. The shaliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays dal v'hei. The Gemara asks that the thief should not pay dal v'hei because ein shaliach d'var avera. Rabbi answers that dal v'hei is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, meaning the buyer, shechting can also be done through a shaliach. Other drushes are quoted. Pointing to the Gemara is that if the price just mentioned is discussing shechita done through a shaliach, why did the Rabbanan exempt him from paying dal v'hei? It answers that this opinion is Rabbi Shimon, who holds shechita shein ruya lo shma shechita, a shechita which is unfit, meaning does not permit the animal, is not termed shechita and would not obligate dal v'hei. Although Mishnah teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan in this braisa follow Rabbi Yochanan Asandu, who said about an intentional shechita on Shabbos, "Lo yochol lamis lo v'lo la'acherim." It may never be eaten neither by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh asur b'achila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption. Af ma'isa Shabbos asurin b'achila, so too, the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. Still, it's permitted in benefit because the pasuk concludes lechem for you, implying shalachem yehe, it shall be for you. Rav Acha and Ravina dispute if this prohibition is deraisa or only derabbanan, because kodesh he means only Shabbos is kodesh, veimas of kodesh, but its products are not consecrated. According to this opinion, the rabbanan in the braisa agree that the thief pays all the hay for a shechita on Shabbos. And pointing with you, Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvachu. If one stole an ox of two partners and shechted it, v'hodel echol mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dal v'hei to that partner, does he pay dal v'hei of the other partner's share if Edim later testified to his guilt? Do we say chamisha bakar amar chamana? The Torah said he must pay five cattle, and this implies v'lo chamisha chatzei bakar, but not five half cattle. Or do we say that five half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay five half cattle. This is challenged from our Mishnah, which taught that if someone stole from his father and shechted it, and then his father died, he pays dal v'hei. Since he shares in his father's inheritance and is patur from paying for his own share, he should also be exempt from paying dal v'hei for his brother's shares. Rav Nachman answered that the Mishnah's case is where the son was found guilty in court during the father's lifetime. The next morning, Rav Nachman retracted and said, one does pay five half cattle to a partner. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on the previous daf taught that one is chai for dal v'hei for shechting on Yom Kippur. The one asks, although there's no death penalty for shechting Yom Kippur, but there is malchus, and the halakha is in loka umeshalom. One does not receive malchus and pay money for the same action. It answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who holds loka umeshalom. Still, he agrees that one who shechs on Shabbos does not pay dal v'hei because one cannot receive the death penalty and pay money for one action. In a braisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate dal v'hei for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara answers that the Gemara's case is b'toveach al yedei acher, where he shechs it through another person. The shaliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays dal v'hei. The Gemara asks that the thief should not pay dal v'hei because ein shaliach d'var avera. Rabbi answers that dal v'hei is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, meaning the buyer, shechting can also be done through a shaliach. Other drushes are quoted. Pointing to the Gemara is that if the braisa just mentioned is discussing shechita done through a shaliach, why did the Rabbanan exempt him from paying dal v'hei? It answers that this opinion is Rabbi Shimon, who holds shechita shein ruya lo shma shechita, a shechita which is unfit, meaning does not permit the animal, is not termed shechita and would not obligate dal v'hei. Although Mishnah teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan in this braisa follow Rabbi Yochanan Asandu, who said about an intentional shechita on Shabbos, "Lo yochol lamis lo v'lo la'acherim." It may never be eaten neither by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh asur b'achila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption. Af ma'isa Shabbos asurin b'achila, so too, the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. still it's permitted and benefit because the pasuk concludes lechem for you, implying shalachem yehe, it shall be for you. Rav Achan and Ravina dispute if this prohibition is deraisa or only derabanan, because kodesh he means only Shabbos is kodesh, veimas of kodesh, but its products are not consecrated. According to this opinion, the rabbanan and the braisa agree that the thief pays all the hay for a shechita on Shabbos. And pointing with you, Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of two partners and shechted it, v'hodel ech mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dalad v'hei to that partner, does he pay dalad v'hei of the other partner's share if Edim later testified to his guilt? Do we say, chamisha bakar amar achmana? The Torah said he must pay five cattle, and this implies v'lo chamisha chatzei bakar, but not five half cattle. Or do we say that five half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay five half cattle. This is challenged from our mission, which taught that if someone stole from his father and shechted it, and then his father died, he pays all the hay. Since he shares in his father's inheritance and is patur from paying for his own share, he should also be exempt from paying all the hay for his brother's shares. Rav Nachman answered that the Mishnah's case is where the son was found guilty in court during the father's lifetime. The next morning, Rav Nachman retracted and said, one does pay five half cattle to a partner. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Aleph, and this Siman was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London, England. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-aw, E-aw. So here goes. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shaliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dalad v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received five half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner. Once again, slow motion. The donkey driver, that must be more on Duff. Ayin Aleph, E-ah. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dalad v'hei, which reminds us. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate a thief dalad v'hei for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the brisa's case is botoveil chal yedei acher, where he shechts it through another person. The shliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays dalad v'hei. The Gemara says that the thief should not pay dalad v'hei because ain't shliach kodvar avera. Rabbi answers that dalad v'hei is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, the buyer, shechting could also be done through a shliach. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole his sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dalad v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hekdesh, which reminds us, although a mission teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan and Abraisa fall Rabbi Yochanan Sandu, who said about an intentional shechit on Shabbos, Oyocho olamis lo belo lacherim, it may never be eaten either by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Asur Bachila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption of Maisa Shabbos Asur Bachila, so too the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dalad v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received five half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner, which reminds us. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of two partners and shechted it, v'hodeh le'echad mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dalad v'hei to that partner, does he pay dalad v'hei of the other partner's share if witnesses later testify to his guilt? Do we say, Chamisha bakar amar achmana? The Torah said he must pay five cattle, and this implies chamisha chatzai bakar, but not five half cattle. Or do we say that five half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay five half cattle, but later retracted and said that one does pay five half cattle to that partner. So once again, the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dalad v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he'd at least received five half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner. All right, so now it's time for four Bala Ba'al Chazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The thief standing by his barbecue, that must be more on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The thief, standing by his barbecue, which was under the stone crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. Now, this is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rav Zera answers that Shinui HaChozu Ubriyoso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding Shinui Hashem. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stone crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, which reminds us, Ula said, Menayla Yeush Sheinu Kona, from where do we know that Yeush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item? The pasuk says regarding karbanos, "V'havesim gazu es apiserach v'esachola," and you bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and lame animal. Ma piserach d'leisle tekanta klal, just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit. Of gazu d'leisle tekanta, so too, a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon, whether before or after yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through yeush. Rava quotes another source. So that thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief and was told he would have to pay kefil since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner, which reminds of the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agona Bachar Agana Misham Tashim Kefil. One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil because he did not steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, Kano Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kefil since he stole it from its new owner. Dav Samaches, so the similar Dav Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach, Schach, that must be more Dav Samaches. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach before the Yeush of the owner, making Mechayev, in Dalad Vehei, which reminds us, the Gemara states, Hamokhu Lifnei Yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, Chayv, he's liable to pay Dalad Vehei because Macharo Amar Chamana. The Torah says, or he sells it, Hazabim, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after Yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Shesha says, Patri, he's exempt from paying Dalad Vehei because his liability is only after the owner's despair where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following Yeush causes the buyer to acquire it. Before Yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay Dalad Vehei. It must be similar to Shechting, where his actions are effective. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach before the Yeush of the owner, making Mechayev in Dalad Vehei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, which reminds us. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar also holds that Dalad Vehei is only paid for a sale after Yeush. He says, Teidash Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays Dalad Vehei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be liable for an immediate sale, similar to shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired, and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer together with the yeush. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold a schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in Dalad Vehei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after yeush, challenged Rish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, Gana Vehikdish, one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefil, but not Dalad Vehei. Riochan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after Yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hektish, he would pay Dalad Vehei. Rishonkish answers that the Mishnah's case is before Yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. Dav Samachtes. So the simmer Dav Samachtes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. That Tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, chimney sweep, soot, that must be more Dav Samachtes. The Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye that the chimney sweeps covered in soot improperly took, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the Tznuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress camera of eye by setting aside money and declaring, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulun on this money. So the Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye that the chimney sweeps covered in soot improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kafel, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled like a Mishnah daf samach beis amud beis, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kafel. He doesn't pay kafel to the first thief because the Torah says kafel is paid for stealing mi beis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying, but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kafel to the true owner? It must be lefi she'ein b'rishuso, because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. So that Tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye that the chimney sweeps covered in soot improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole it from them did not have to pay them kafel, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, given the fact that they just learned that Maaser Sheni, which is Mamon Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rav Meir holds Maaser Mamon Gavoa, Maaser Sheni is divine property, yet Le'inyan Padiya Ukmei Rachmanim Rishusei, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption, because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamer Avai based on a Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamer Avai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. Daf Ayin. So the Simur Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. When the eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an Urkasa, which is not valid, from Metaltalin, which reminds us, the scholars of Narada said, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. Other halakhas of an urkasa are brought. So, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an urkasa, which is not valid, for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shachted it, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the edus of two witnesses, v'tavach marcha al pim al pishnaim acherim, and he shachted it or sold it according to their testimony or the testimony of two other witnesses, he pays dal v'hei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Our Braisa teaches there were three separate pairs of witnesses, each testify that a new occupant used a property for a different year. The testimonies are combined, and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagreed because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, bochatzi davar, but not a half matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai presents an answer. So while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an urkasa, which is not valid, for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal the hay. Abraisa says he's patre, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief affects the sale through a Shabbos violation, detaching a fig, he's exempt from dal v'hei because of kimoi b'derabi minei. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you learn that a ganav will be chayv dal v'hei when he has a shaliach, shech the animal on Shabbos, that's on daf ayin off. Good number 2, which stuff do we discuss the testimony of stealing and subsequent selling or shechting, and Rabbi Kiva's position on davar versus chatzi davar, that's on daf ayin. Good number 3. Which daf do machlokes about one who sells a stolen animal before Yeush, whether he's chayv for dal v'hei, that's on daf samaches. Good number 4. Which of them, according to Rabbi Meir, that Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa, one can even redeem stolen produce, that's on daf samaches. Good number 5. Which daf do you have a question of a thief only admitted that he stole and shechted an animal to one partner, would the other partner receive 5 half bakar? That's on daf Ein Auf. Good number 6. Which stuffing and why a stolen cross being built into a ceiling is not considered a case of Shinui shame? That's on Duff. Samach Zion. Good number 7. Which stuffing and Rabbi Yochanan Sandor holds that Maaser Shabbos is forbidden to everyone forever? That's on Duff. Ein Auf. Good number 8. Which stuffing and Rabbi Elazar holds Stam Geneva Yeish Balimu. The presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on Duff. Samaches. Good number 9. Which stuff do we discuss a case of a person buying a stolen animal through Chilul Shabbos by having the thief cut off a fig from his fig tree? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we have the sugi of Tavra Vashasya, where a thief breaks a keg of wine he stole and is required to now pay its current value? That's on Duff. Samachay. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.